latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Veteran Christian rockers Third Day have called it quits after 25 years. The band, best known for the songs Cry Out to Jesus, I Need a Miracle, Your Love, O Lord, and Soul on Fire, this week wrapped up its farewell tour performing at Denver's Red Rocks Amphitheatre, the iconic outdoor venue in Colorado where the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and U2 once played. Lead singer Mac Powell, guitarist Mark Lee, and drummer David Carr will now pursue different creative ventures. Over the past quarter century, Third Day has won 4 Grammys, plus 24 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards, plus multiple visits to Australia. The group has given a leg up to 2 Aussie bands, the Paul Coleman Trio and Revive. Phil Gordian from PC3 says the trio is truly grateful for the opportunities they gave them to take their music to a broader audience.
You know, we shared some festival shows with Third Day here in Australia in 2001. And we very quickly enjoyed friendship with Mark, Mac, Ty and Dave. And within those few days, they were seriously considering inviting us to the US to be their opening band for what became the Come Together Tour in 2002. Within the next few months, those friendly conversations led to Third Day firming it up. And we ended up doing around 80 shows across the 40 states of America. During that time, we're exposed to their amazing songs, which is an incredible blend of Southern rock and worship. And we were just blown away by how amazing they were at leading their American audience, not only in great rock music, but in songs that just glorified God and brought an amazing sense of worship across the US. Brilliant bunch of guys. I count them as true friends and just extraordinary musicians and men of God.
He says one of Third Day's legacies was making contemporary worship music accessible.
Third Day's songs were just always so easy to pick up and enjoy. Some iconic worship songs which both they wrote and championed from other songwriters over the years. They just made contemporary worship accessible to everyone because of their Southern rock style, but also just the simplicity of the melodies and the lyrics, and Mac's amazing voice and the arrangements that the guys in the band put together just made such an enjoyable experience for all ages, and they really truly crossed over to make an amazing worship experience.
I'm Cam with the TCM update.